Wait, hold on. It's not Easter yet.
No, my mum's had her hip.
Oh, yeah. And then you're going back again for Easter.
Yeah, so I'm going up on my own on Saturday.
On the train?
Yeah. Just to, like, see my mum and help my dad out a bit.
That'd be quite nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to the train.
That train journey's going to be everything.
Yeah, I've got a book, got my podcast, got the music.
Get a takeaway for the train.
Sounds like well done.
Listen. Oh, yeah. I love a good train journey by myself.
By yourself, it's that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then on Monday, I'm looking after the baby. I'm asked to go to work.
Oh.
Sort of, yeah. I haven't much shit. I can't remember what that's like.
You're going to be tired. Because, like, ours are full on, but we can still be like, go play for an hour.
Yeah.
You can't do that with a baby.
You all right?
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of They're Not Even Real Housewives Though podcast. Rosie and Tijani are here. It's not raining. We don't have anything to complain about, really.
I'm sure I can find something.
All right. Challenge accepted.
No, it's good. There are moments now where I'm outside and it's light.
Mate, I woke up this morning, I heard birds singing. I was like, what the fuck?
Spring is springing.
It's springing. I love it. On that note, let's lead in for more of a happy note and a more spring in our step, pip in our step thing. It's our 100th episode today, I think.
Is it?
I might have miscalculated it because I'm not 100% sure. But
I was going to sing a song, but I don't know what that song is.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't even really know if it's our 100th episode either.
Well, but, you know, why let the truth get in the way of a good story?
I mean, just ask the tabloids, right?
What?
Also, on that note, y'all love reaching out and sending us messages and interacting with us online, which we love. We don't want that to stop. But could you please leave us a review?
Oh,
on Apple Podcasts. I think you might be able to do it on Google. I'm not 100% sure. On Spotify, just give us like a 5-star or a 3-star.
No, don't give us a 3-star. Give us a 5-star.
I'm allowed with a 3-star because it means that we have to do better. It's constructive.
Okay.
And Rosie doesn't like the 3-star. 4-star then.
Why just not 5?
Because they might not think we're 5-star content.
They do.
But yeah, we love it. Please do. Just because, like, it, I'm not gonna lie to you, it just inflates our ego a little bit. That's essentially what it's for. Like,
yeah, it's nice. Leave us a review. That would be lovely.
Yeah, I love it.
And unless you're that weird person who sent me messages this week that I fully didn't understand. You know when you go, don't interact. Generally, if people comment or something, they're lovely. And I have a conversation with people and it's lovely. And then I had a very strange person this week. And I thought, this is your fault, Rosie. You've engaged.
Well, crazy attracts crazy, right? Just saying. But yeah, leave us a little something, a thumbs up, a star review.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Something. Oh, we're also like, people are like listening to our stuff on YouTube as well, which I think is like, I didn't see that coming. So, hey, YouTube crew.
Hey.
You can review us. You can leave a comment under the videos. That's a thing. So if you could do that, that'd be great.
In case you didn't know how YouTube works.
Well, I mean, I didn't, to be fair. My kids know how YouTube works. I don't.
Oh, it's just all those hamster videos.
It's the your kids watch that? Shit. No, they don't watch hamster stuff. They like unboxing stuff.
Oh, no, mine don't watch unboxing. They watch hamsters going through a maze.
Anyway, let's go. Word on the street.
I don't think I have any. What is yours? What's yours?
Jersey, 5th of May.
Yeah. Yeah, New Jersey.
So
New Jersey.
Louis has pissed Teresa's money up the wall.
So I've only seen clips of the trailer. I haven't seen the real trailer.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. The trailer's everything. And it's got me excited. And, you know, listeners,
We're so easily prepared to be excited for Jersey, aren't we?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, argue with yourself, right? Because I will always do the work.
Yep.
I will always watch it. If it is on my TV, I'll watch it. Like, the last two seasons of the OC were horrendous, but I stuck it out and I watched it. And we still spoke about it. We still recapped it same way. And I will do the same thing with Jersey. Is just holds a special place, doesn't it?
Like, yeah,
Jersey's
absolutely.
Like one of the first trashy versions of Housewives that came out, I think.
Yeah.
Because white girl. Because Atlanta started quite trashy, let's be clear. But, you know, we had New York, we had OC, it wasn't quite the same.
Yeah, no,
then
it
we
wasn't
had
the same.
Jersey, and it was like, whoa.
It was like Dirty Money.
This is how people behave. Like, what the hell? So I'm here for Jersey, argue with yourself. And also, love the husbands, argue with yourself.
John Food has lost a load of weight. That's what
he
I've
seen. Has. He's not attractive still.
No.
But I appreciate the work. I appreciate the work.
I did have a word on the street, a sort of report from the street, in that, you know, Renata, who was on the pod?
Yes.
She had been to see Ariana in Chicago, in the musical Chicago.
And how was she?
She said she was fucking amazing. And I was very skeptical.
Ah.
But she said she was really good and it was really tight, and that she came and like spent a lot of time with people and was like thankful and down to earth and all of those things.
Oh, good.
I know, right? It's nice to hear.
Yes.
I was very skeptical. So,
all right.
There you go.
Go, Ariana.
Mm hmm.
Oh.
That's sort of where the end of that energy is for me. What are we talking about first?
I don't know. What do you feel like?
I don't know.
I could go either way.
Either way, out of which options?
Of all of them.
Should we talk about Potomac? Because we didn't talk about Potomac last week.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. So the main chat, I think, is the like Florida argument. Right, Giselle talking about Angel. Is it Angel? Which one is it?
Grace
going to uni in Florida and how that's like a scary Republican state, and Candace and Wendy rolling their eyes and being like dickheads when she sort of opens up about the conflict of having to let your kids do what they want to do, and also the fear of your kids being in a scary place.
Yeah, when that was going on, like, because the actual
dinner
part of that happened the week before.
Yeah. And then Robin calls them out on it.
I was really angry about it and I was tweeting about it. And I was just like, until I said to Candace, until you have a child, keep your eyes still. Like, you can't comment and you can't react on what people are doing. And Wendy's just arrogant and she's patronizing.
She is.
And you know what it gave me flashbacks of? And I don't know if anyone else is going to remember this, but early seasons Atlanta, when Nene's son went off the rails and he got arrested for shoplifting like razor blades or something.
Yeah.
Sheree at the reunion was saying, like, you need to learn how to control your child. It's embarrassing. It's blah, 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 and all this. And then Nene went on this like tirade, which gathered Sheree all the way together about, I'm a mum, I'm a human, I raise my children to do the best and be the best, but I can't essentially control what they do.
Yeah.
And then flash forward like 5 years later, when Sheree's son gets arrested for doing something ridiculous. And it gave me that kind of vibe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Wendy
yeah.
wants to sit there all high and mighty with her 4 degrees.
Yeah.
Wait until, let's see what those two boys and that little girl, what they're running on these streets whenever they get older.
If parenting teaches you everything, anything, it's that
shut the fuck up.
You don't know what it's going to be like. All the things you are, all the ideas you had about what you were going to do at this stage, you have no idea. You have no idea what it's going to be like next month.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't believe their bullshit about they were just doing it because Giselle was talking.
No,
yeah, okay, fine.
But even that's so wanky. I just think.
Yeah, I would do that though.
Yeah, I liked how Giselle called out Karen though, being like, you can't just sit on the fence here. I would never say that about like Raven. And I believed her in that.
I did, yeah. 1000%.
So, there's, you know, we've got this cross. Fucking back and forth banter and it's absolutely fine, but not when it comes to the kids.
No. Agreed. And then they go back to the house to get ready for Ashley's Havana Nights birthday party. Now, I was all here for this surprise for Ashley because the smoke and the shit in the place got ruined all the air quality. I remember when that all went down. It was a whole thing. And I was here for it and I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And Ashley looked like she was genuinely really like shocked and like loved it and blah, blah, blah. But then she walked out wearing her outfit. So she obviously knew.
Oh, she knew, yeah.
That upset, that really frustrates me. Like, why does production think we're dumb?
So I felt, you know, when they did like the montage of Ashley's birthdays and the things she's been through, I was like, is she dying? Is she leaving?
Well, have you not seen that video that's circulating online? Well, it sounds like she has been fired.
Oh, no.
Well, I haven't read the details, so I don't want to speak on it. But it sounds as though she got her ass handed to her at the reunion and then she's been fired. But I don't think that's what actually's happened. But anyway.
Those were the vibes there with that montage.
It was a very in memoriam.
It was. In memorial?
There we go. No.
In just in memory of.
Yes. Keep it simple.
I love that dinner though, when because A, I thought, I mean, the outfits were, I mean, what a gift.
Wendy looked incredible.
She did. Everybody looked very exciting.
I was really upset with Giselle. Like, she couldn't fully commit to the nakedness.
No, she had a leotard on.
What was she doing? Like, at least have one that's like a
different
colour.
Why can nobody
colour?
Get anything skin tone? Like, I know the world is orientated around white people, but like, you can get skin tone shapewear, underwear.
Yeah.
Or choose a different color. Yeah, go gold.
Yeah, like go brazen. Like, yeah. Or even like a silver. Like, make it like stand out.
But this happens all the time in Potomac. There's always ill-advised, there's visible underwear that shouldn't be visible.
Yeah, you do have an issue with the way the Potomac ladies dress.
I do. But I loved after that dinner and then they're jumping in the pool and all of that. I loved Karen's comment of being like, I need a beer and dessert. And I was like, oh my God, I've never been more seen.
Have you noticed that Karen's drinking a lot of beer this season?
She loves a beer.
Every time I see her, she's got a beer.
I'm here for it.
I had a Corona yesterday. I haven't had a Corona in a long time. I was like, I forgot how much I enjoy a Corona.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's just the thing.
Because it was a sunny day yesterday. It was beautiful. Yeah. So I had a Corona.
I was on the Moretti yesterday.
See? Because they're on special offer in Aldi.
Oh, I had to go to a Tesco. I didn't have to. It was just next to the train station.
Yeah. Other supermarkets are available.
Yeah. Or equally, I'm happy to be sponsored by Tesco or Aldi. Whoever's up for it.
Let's try to get Waitrose.
Nice. Aim high. No, I will.
I loved Candice was giving Ashley props for her outfit, saying every other time she looks like a $2 hooker. But this time, she looked great. It was so funny.
She stood up for Ashley a couple of times when she was talking about daddy issues and stuff. Yeah, I was like, oh.
But we've said this before, haven't we?
They did used to be friends.
They are together. They're actually, they really do like each other. And they did used to be friends. But there's just this little
abrasion.
It's because Candice is jealous of, not Candice. Ashley is jealous of Candice. And that's what I think it is. That's what I think it has always boiled down to. I don't think they would be in any of their beef or any of their drama if Ashley didn't instigate it every time. And she instigates it because Candice has the life that Ashley thinks that she should have. I could go into, I think it's a colorism thing, but I'm not doing that today. Don't have the energy for that today.
Okay.
But that's where I think it stems from.
Yeah, there's definitely something, isn't there?
Yeah. And then Karen tries to broker peace between Robin and Candice.
Oh, that doesn't work.
It doesn't go well, does it? Is it defamation of character?
I don't know. I got all confused about myself in this conversation because I was like, has Robin done anything wrong to Chris? Because I don't think she has. I think she's done stuff. I think she's done bad by Juan. I think she's done wrong, but I don't think it's to Chris.
Yeah, I say in my notes here, I still don't understand why Candace is upset with Robin. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Like, I understand why Candace is upset with Giselle.
Yeah.
But, and I understand why Candace should be upset with Ashley because of Michael.
I think she's upset because basically there was an opportunity for Robin to also have a huge storyline and Robin chose not to do it. And I think that's fine. You can be upset about that, but then don't try and make it seem like she was doing it to bury
She's not trying to eviscerate your husband.
No.
It's kind of the whole Kyle Beverly Hills question though of what are we entitled to see while you're taking this paycheck?
Half of me says everything.
Well, yeah, no, me too.
But also, if I was in that situation, nothing.
Yeah, but we're not in that situation. And who would sign up for it?
Me, probably. I'm not going to lie. And you would be on it too. So don't even act like, if I said to you, I got like the Real Housewives of Essex or something, you would be like, when are we filming?
Sold.
Yeah. You would be in my house all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it'd be great. We'd get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cause... we wouldn't. We'd get fired in the first season. I don't think editors have enough time to edit the stuff.
Not enough scissors.
No. Absolutely. And then they bring out a cake for Ashley, and Ashley tries to blow out a sparkler.
Oh, like, bless her. She doesn't know how fireworks.
Like, they go to clubs where they get bottle service, and do they not get sparklers in the bowls when you go to a club?
Is there not just a sort of general fire, health and safety protocol if you are around a lot of people who wear a lot of wigs?
Yeah, probably.
Like, just don't blow fire at people whose heads are synthetic.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever been to a birthday party where it's predominantly black people and then the cake comes out and they all, like, take 6 paces back? Yeah. And then the next morning, they're all calling home. And Giselle and Karen have that talk, don't they? Where she says, like, dude, oh, my boobs are doing something weird. Fucking hell.
That's not what she says. Yeah, they like sit in the jacuzzi or whatever it is, and they like have a heart to heart, and I didn't want to come to Siri and all of that.
And Karen says, I've never spoken about you behind your back.
Never, other than these times. And it's true, that thing, isn't it? Like, she is mean. Why did she want to be on that little team?
I don't know, but I don't think it's specific to Wendy and Candace. I think she's just mean whenever she has an audience.
She's in company.
Yeah. When she has an audience and she's like, yeah, I have a chance to like grand arm it up, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, maybe that's true. I liked the Brandy Monica comparison.
Okay.
I did wonder how young you have to be to not get that reference.
I reckon 90% of the people that watch, 50% of the people that watch Housewives have no idea what she just said.
You think?
Yeah.
Been feeling very old recently.
Yeah. The Housewives demographic apparently is 18 to 49.
Oh, okay.
So that's 50%.
I've been doing so what's been making me feel old is that Spotify keeps going, this album that you've liked is having its 20th anniversary. And I'm like,
don't
fuck
do that.
Off!
Don't do that.
25 years since it came out. No, fuck you, man.
We should all boycott Spotify for that. That's just unnecessary.
So rude.
Ugh.
Okay, then they go outside and everyone's like, it's hot here.
It's hot as balls.
It's hot in the Caribbean. I'm like, that is one of its main selling points.
Yeah, that and hurricanes.
Yeah. And they go to the castle.
A 16th century church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is as old as the buildings get there.
I mean, how old is, when's this, what, so, wait, when it comes to centuries, is it the year is the under number or the above number?
16th century means 1700s.
Oh, okay, so it's the below number.
I don't know. It depends which way around you mean. Like, is that right? Have I said the right thing? It's the 21st century
because we're
now,
in
and
the
it's the
21st century and
200s.
it's only 20.
Also,
Yeah,
yeah, no,
so
it's the
it's
other way
one
around.
up.
Is it? What is it? Hold on. What does that
Hold
mean?
on. Shit. We sound really
It's the
dumb right now.
1500s. Yeah, it's the
Yes.
1500s. Yeah, because it's like
Yeah.
the Elizabethans, isn't it? That's when people are going out and fucking discovering the Caribbean. It's
Breaking and
Columbus and
pillaging and stealing. Yeah. Colonizing. Good times.
To be fair, I think there is not us. I think that one was Spain.
Oh, okay. Same meat, different gravy. I mean,
Yeah, it was just different accent in it.
different accent.
So they go there, and that's where MJ and Lisa Marie Presley got married.
Yeah, so we've got child bride reference.
We go, but she was a grown up, wasn't she?
Oh no, wait, no, that's child bride's child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I mean Lisa Marie Presley? Yeah, I do.
You do, yeah. That
Yeah.
weird and
It's
wonderful marriage you had with Michael Jackson that lasted
yeah.
like 5 minutes.
But they had a baby.
Well, no, it's never been proven that any of his kids are her kids. I don't think.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Everyone said that
Really?
she gave him a child, but no, it's never really been, as far as I remember, it's never been proven that any of the kids that he has are her kids. They all apparently came from this same random surrogate lady.
What, there's like a shop. Oh,
Yeah.
God.
Debbie, I think their mother's name is.
Well, I
Yeah.
don't know how to feel about this.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not going to
I
affect
wouldn't
my
be
life that
surprised if
badly.
Lisa Marie Presley gave him a child and then got a payout and fucked off. I would that
Yeah.
wouldn't shock me.
I'm sort
I
of
know I shouldn't
surprised that
speak
we're
ill of the dead,
still.
but
But like, I'm surprised. I'm just surprised how popular Michael Jackson still is. Like, it's still.
because he's a paedophile or because he's
Yes,
old?
because of the paedophile thing. I'm just surprised. I'm just.
Because people don't believe it.
Yeah. It's been quite proven though.
Well, I don't know. You're going to get notes about that
I am gonna
because
get notes about that. Maybe it's not
there
been
are some
proven. What
people.
do I know? Okay,
Well,
so
listen, I
they go to an
mean,
old place and there's like cats running around all over the place. They're so jumpy, the housewives, aren't they? I'm like, it's just a cat. Calm the fuck down.
yeah, but wasn't it
But it
Mia
is a
rubbing
street
her?
cat.
Wasn't it someone rubbing their leg up against the other person so it freaked them out? Like, that was hilarious. And then Mia was like, I'm so embarrassed. I died. That was too much. That was too much.
Then we get into the Vernon of it all.
Oh. So Karen wants to fuck this Vernon dude.
Clearly.
But Ashley is fucking this Vernon dude.
I believe that is the case, yes.
And
And
yeah.
but Vernon clearly is just prepared to be hired by
A
older
housewife.
women to be rubbed on. So, you know, who all's
Everyone's
fair, right?
winning.
Yeah, it's happy, happy.
Yeah, I don't feel like this is an issue.
And Karen looks great, so you know.
Her inner thighs look fine to me.
Absolutely. All
Yeah, I'm
good.
here for it.
So yeah, maybe it's good. Robin's not
Listen,
happy.
I just don't like the name Vernon. It just, ooh.
Yeah.
It doesn't do it for me.
No, is it because it reminds you of Vernon Kay and a Bolton
Yeah, that's
accent?
exactly what it reminds me of. Vernon Kane. He's just his accent's just too much.
Yeah, it's
And
wrong
I
side of the
hate Tess Daly
Pennines.
also. I can't. Ugh.
She looks so vacant, and she looks so vacant while standing next to Claudia Wilkeman.
Which is like a feat within itself.
Right?
Absolutely. How can you not, the person you can't even see their whole face because their hair's so big? Like, I mean, it's a thing. Anyway, I'm really loving Kiana.
Oh,
She just
yes.
keeps throwing in these things from the side, and I'm like, she's
Even though
making an
poor
ass
girl
out
is clearly like shitting her brains out.
of
She's been like, I'm not feeling great. I have to go to the toilet. And then she comes back and then she's just like, hold on, wait.
herself.
And she's funny. And then she has real moments of clarity when she's like, I'm like, oh, why is she not available on an hourly rate?
Yeah. When her and Wendy were having that skeet shooting conversation, no. Yeah. Not Wendy, Necca. When
Yeah.
her and Necca were having a skeet shooting conversation, and Kiana was saying to Necca, like, I'm not trying to be in it. I'm
Yeah.
just telling you
This is
that
how it is.
Wendy was the one that was upset because you said shit about her mum. Like, I'm not, And she, Nick was like, but I was also offended. And she was like, fine, that wasn't working for you. This wasn't working for Wendy. This is where we are. I'm not in your business.
Like, I'm not trying to recount the row. I'm just saying this is how it felt.
Yeah. Like,
don't
I'm here
stir
for
pots that are piping hot. She's like, don't shout at me.
And I will stir all the pots, bitch.
Tell her what the fucking do.
Oh, I love it.
She has a kind of calm authority of someone who I feel like has genuinely got, like, she's genuinely made her own business.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, flap away. And then when you've calmed down, I'll still be standing here. Like a teacher, like, it's only your own time you're wasting.
Oh, God, I hate, used to hate that when they used to say that. Oh, Lord.
I like it when they go skeet shooting, though, and they're all like, oh, it's loud. I'm like, yep, guns are loud.
Guns are loud. The tennis was just pitiful. Mia pitches up in high heels. What are you doing?
You're training. Oh, honey, they're at home.
I love the way Mia speaks. I just love I just love, she speaks in like sound bites, doesn't she?
Yeah,
like,
you know.
It's just everything is like a catchphrase. Like, there's no for like a real, I love it so much. She's a fucking top tier housewife.
Yeah, absolutely.
But basically, then Mia, the conversation happens with Mia and them.
Oh,
and
Mia did foot stuff.
What?
Mia had like a, she had a foot page.
No, wasn't it
what
the
she,
dude
she had
in
a
the strip club?
For all the hands, somebody paid her for feet.
Yeah, the guy in the strip club used to pay her to put her feet on him.
I mean, again, who? Where's the hurt?
I'd say the man's chest. Her foot must be heavy.
What? But he's consenting.
Yeah, fair. Oh,
people are weird. Is that, that's not the point you were going to make about the feet? You were going to talk about how she called Ashley a gold digger.
Gold digger, yeah. And then, like you said earlier, Candace kind of like jumps into her defense and was like, actually, I think it's more daddy issues than like
and like
financial issues.
Security.
Yeah, I think there's something to it. That was really cool.
Yeah,
but anyway,
it was nice.
They finish all of their activities and they go back to get ready for dinner. And Ashley calls the kids and Michael locks her off, basically, because
he doesn't want to be filmed. I think that's fair.
Yeah. Or he could have a grown-up conversation and say to her, can you go out of the room away from the cameras?
But I think he said that. I think he's made it really clear that he doesn't want to be filmed, that he doesn't want to be on the show. In which case, it's really shit of her to phone him when the cameras are there.
Yeah, fair. But the cameras are around them all the time, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, but it doesn't mean, like, they don't film them every second of every day.
No, true.
Like, they're not, it's all how you sell it, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Like, we didn't, there were people who we didn't see getting wrong.
They just start, like, throwing Mia under the bus. Like, oh, by the way, she's called you a gold digger.
Oh, just like, Wendy's, like, pulling a chair out from the table, like, Wendy said. Like, she can't wait to get it off her chest, can she?
It's a lot.
But Mia's like, I did. Are you not?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ashley doesn't say she's not. She's like, did you marry Gordon for his money? She's like, maybe. He doesn't have any money.
which I don't believe. But, yeah. And then I love it in her confessionals. Ashley's like, well, we kind of, okay, so he pays for my car and then
and
I have
food.
A credit card that I'm not supposed to use, but then I do like to order Uber Eats. And then like we have a joint account that I like, come on, girl.
That's the thing. That's what Ashley can't be upset about being called a gold digger, because it is accurate.
Yeah. And I think she's fully aware.
And like on paper, say like you, if they're both poor, who you want to go and hang out with for an evening? G or Michael?
Oh, definitely G.
Exactly. So
yeah.
People are only interested in Michael for the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't even imagine letting that crawl on top of me. Ooh. Jesus Christ. Oh.
I can't tell if he's going to be wet or if he's going to be really dry.
I reckon he's like crispy.
Yeah, scaly.
And he flakes.
Yeah.
Or
Like he needs a pumice.
Oh yeah, like a full, and then like soaked in like paraffin wax. Just to like, oh no. Anyway, and then Robin and Karen get into it a little bit because Robin wants to know why Karen is employing someone who's not a trainer to train her.
This is Robin, whose husband is a professional coach and does laundry for the team. She's worried about people's boundaries in the parameters of their job description. Mind your business, Robin. Keep it moving.
Nice. Oh, I love this energy. Yes. However,
it's a valid point. It's entirely valid.
It is. But yeah, like you say, she shouldn't be like, she's in a glass house.
And he's prepared to do it. Like, she hasn't kidnapped him. He's obviously offering this.
Maybe. Well, maybe she has kidnapped. Maybe she's
maybe
trained
she
to the
has
basement.
Has anyone seen him? Do we need to do a check-in?
Yeah, maybe. We might, you know.
He might be happy.
Hey, who knows?
There are worse ways to earn a living.
And then we get the thigh song, the inner thigh song. Here for it. And then that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Then we see the flash forward to next week and Jacqueline is there.
Oh, I don't think I saw a flash forward to next week.
Yeah, so Charisse is having a crab broil. And
right, they fucking love that shit in that corner of the country, don't they?
I love a crab broil, though.
Where are you even doing that?
Oh, well, first of all, I've done one at home. But then back in the day, there used to be like pop-ups in Shoreditch where they used to come and it'd just be like, you used to sit in like a table and there'd be like 25 strangers and it'd just be all like thrown in buckets into the middle and then it'd be like £20 per person or you can eat or something. Great time. And then I went to the Angry Crab Shack in London. It's off Leicester Square.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very similar.
Yeah, yeah. That place is good. That's not just crab, though. That's
oh,
nice.
I had like lobster. Oh, yeah. Everything. I went for my birthday. Remember that like night that I can't remember? That's yeah. Where I started.
Blame it on the crab.
Yeah. Yeah, so Therese has one of those and she says, I'm going to invite Jacqueline. And that's exactly how she says it.
Jacqueline.
And they, it's, to be fair, it's how it's spelt. And then Jacqueline arrives and she's all kikiing with everyone. And then Mia walks in and then that's it. I don't see, we haven't seen the rest.
Right.
So.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm interested in Jacqueline.
I am, because I reckon she knows everything.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure she does know anything, but I'll give her another roll of the dice. What next?
VPR?
Yes. Now,
I don't
I've written
have
notes
of Vanderpump.
I have written notes, but the first one just says cunt. And I don't know what it's in reference to.
Oh. That could be anything.
It could be, but I feel like we start with the yoga teacher and she seemed fine.
What is it? Because Tom was trying to explain to the yoga teacher why he needs yoga and meditation. And she's looking at him like, yeah, Dick, I don't live under a rock. I know what Scandaval
I don't
is.
Live under a rock. And also equally, it's just yoga, man.
Yeah.
It's not fucking magic.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I just want to get this off my chest now. Because it's a controversial thing. I'll start with the less controversial first. I want to have a Sheena and Brock spin-off, but I don't want them to know they're being filmed. Like, I think that would be the best TV show ever. Between her anxiety and OCD, and he is like, I am man, let me drink beer, and just basically wanting to fuck pig farmers' kids. It's just, that spin-off would be everything, but they can't know they're being filmed. So it can't be like...
It would be great.
Wouldn't it be fantastic?
It would be amazing.
There would be whole scenes of like 25 minutes where they literally just speak in grunts and like noises. They don't even have conversations. She's on her phone. All you can hear is a tap, 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 tap from
of the nails.
And he's like, and then she's like, tap, 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 tap. That's it. I want that show.
How much of a percentage of her day do you think she spends just finding out where he is?
Oh, that's her whole day. That's her whole day.
Because sometimes he doesn't know where he is and he's never where he's supposed to be.
No. Never.
When I first moved in with Dan, I had to, like, 6 months in, have like a sit down and be like, when you say, he did just tell me it was going out. Like, when you, A, you have to tell me when you're leaving. And then you, like, give me an implication of how much time it's going to be. Because if you say, I'm popping out to the shops, and then you're gone for 7 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I'm concerned.
Yes.
Pissed. Because sometimes I'm, like, waiting to eat.
Yes.
And that just, like, hadn't in no way occurred to him.
No.
And I feel like that is Brock.
Yeah, 1,000%. I don't think he does it maliciously.
No, I think he genuinely... I also don't think Dan is quite like this. He's necessarily got a terribly accurate grasp on the passage of time.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes he might just stare into the distance for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So this whole episode, everyone's so angry and so agitated. I thought it was brilliant. And I have very controversial opinions in that I fully enjoyed all of the Sandoval of it all.
Listen, my controversial...
We're bad people because it's working, isn't it?
Yeah, my controversial topic is I 1,000% support Sheena in all of this episode. I was on her side for every fucking second. And I will die on that hill by myself. And
I think
I
that's
dare
a
you
less
to come at me,
controversial
anybody.
Take than my take home, which is just like, yeah, sure. I'm for the Toms here.
Oh, you're for the Toms. See, I was for the
I
Sheena.
Just think it's good TV.
Oh, Tom Schwartz trying to cop on with the girl on the boat was everything.
Bless him.
So do you want to come back for, like, the house? Or is that weird? Can I give you my number? Oh,
it's
my
not
God.
Always like this. I mean, it is.
This is kind of normal for us. Yes. All right, let's start from the beginning.
Okay, so they're going to do yoga / guided meditation. She's setting out her mats. They all come and sit down, and Sheena is like, where is Brock? Because he's got to play golf. Like, he can get up early to go and play golf, can't he?
With who? Who's he playing golf with?
Oh, just on his own. He's
oh,
like,
okay.
Like, he's just hitting a fucking ball against a wall, for all we know.
All right, fair. Okay.
He's like, he's one of... To imagine not having, like, having such a level of social confidence, just be like, I can just fucking rock up to a golf course anywhere and have a go. And I reckon he'll do that at any sport.
Yeah, probably.
Wherever
I'm
he
not
goes,
mad at
he just
that.
goes, I'll go and try shinty.
What's shinty?
That's like that Irish hockey shit, isn't it? It's like hockey, but more violent.
You know he's talking about hurling?
So he, like, charges down the stairs like a fucking Brock in a china shop, doesn't he? Blah, 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 blah.
Not a Brock in a china shop. You know who he reminds me of? You know Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah?
The big one.
The big... what is he called? Sully?
Yeah.
Absolute vibes, yeah.
He's like massive, but unaware of how big he is. And he's just like a gullible idiot that just wants to get, like, be happy and get on with everyone. Oh, fucking hell.
So he goes and, like, sits with Ali and James, and Sheena's like, she's like twitching.
How dare he?
And he's like, I'm perfectly happy, just like finding my inner peace, mending my relationship with Ali, who I've met 3 times. She's got a dog. It's all good. Anyway, then it all gets very sad and very serious. Sheena's obviously crying.
As am I right now, but for very different reasons. Jesus, that was hilarious.
So Sheena's really upset, she's really uncomfortable, and she's like, I still fucking hate you. And she doesn't know, does she? Because it's just he's working so visibly on her. Like, it's all, like, obviously this whole situation is set up to do this.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah.
And it works so well, and she's so easily led. And you can see her, like, the conflict. You can see her, like, she's got a little Ariana on her shoulder, a little Tom on the other shoulder, and it's like, and it's just absolutely breaking her. And then so she storms upstairs, and then so to solve that, she just decides to be pissed with Brock.
Yeah.
Which I think is married people, we all understand.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would legit have been like, why didn't you sit with me? That was like the most disrespectful thing you've ever done. Like, that's exactly how I would have reacted. Again, stand behind Sheena 1000%. Whole episode.
He's there, like, in his confessional, like, I did it deliberately for her growth. And I'm like, God, when you came up with that thought, you must have had to sit down. Well done.
Well, no, I reckon she made him say that, so he didn't look like an arsehole.
Fine, maybe.
This is why they can't know they're being filmed, because they're constantly trying to manufacture the perfect situation.
And then so everyone's just sitting outside, and Tom Swartz is telling about how he saw a blue jay. And Lala goes to check on her, and that's lovely. And then she comes back, and then we have the, like, what if this is the last time you'd ever see this person? It's all very, you know, it's all very heavy-handed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot. I couldn't do any of that.
Not with a straight face.
No. Not with a straight face.
Yeah, it's very kumbaya. But it works, doesn't it? It's all fucking working. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here for it. I think it's fine.
Does it work though? Because then she spends the whole day crying.
Yeah, but in the turmoil, because she knows she's cracking.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I think it's what you're going to get out of it, isn't it? Because ultimately, if she cracks and is friends with Tom, he's all like, oh, you're like my best friend, and like, it means so much to me. And Ariana doesn't really like her, and she doesn't care, and she doesn't validate her feelings. Because what we're all forgetting about Ariana, who has been done really dirty, is she's a sort of pretty emotionless bitch.
Yeah, she's always been that way.
Yeah.
From day one.
So, and that's why Katie likes her.
Yeah, because they're both dead inside. Yeah. Yep.
And she's consistent. I think Katie, to her credit, deserves some consistency.
Yeah. She hasn't ever had that with Tom.
No, there's a real lack of predictability.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, when you go home and you live with Tom Swartz, and you're just going to be like, oh, what has he bought?
Who's in my house?
What is that?
Where
is
he drunk, naked now? Yeah, 1000%.
So they ring. They ring. Do they ring Katie and Ariana now, or is it just? Oh no, Katie and Ariana are talking about the book. No, they're talking about the book first, the cocktail book.
Oh yeah, her cocktail book. Yeah, I've always wanted to buy one of these cocktail books, but the thing is, I ain't got the time for all of that. I'll make one, and then I'm like, that's it.
I can't be asked with a cocktail, really. More than two ingredients is just too much, isn't it?
I like having cocktails made for me.
I'm not even really that bothered about that.
Oh no. Oh, I love me a cocktail.
It's, you know, fine. But probably I'd rather just have a gin and tonic.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So it's not a cocktail book. It's like a cocktail, like, visual album.
And it's the lemonade album of cocktails.
It's the vodka lemonade of books.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got chapters about the honeymoon phase and the guilt and the,
who knew?
I'm not sure how that's going to land. Plus, I'm not sure if we need cocktails for all of those things.
Well, see, now this is where we disagree. I feel like a cocktail is appropriate at any emotional stance in your life. I do.
Okay.
I feel like there is a drink and a cocktail for every scenario.
I think there's a drink for every scenario, but I think if you've got more than two ingredients, it sort of implies happy.
Yeah, but you know, whenever they're bartenders, right? So it's different. It's like they get paid to make drinks. Like, that's what they do. And they're good at it, by all accounts. Because despite what anyone else thinks, Lisa Vanderpump wouldn't have kept them for that long if they weren't good at what they did.
Yeah, but wasn't she employing them to be pretty and fuckable?
Yeah, they still had to serve drinks in the restaurant.
Did they? Have you seen the people who work there who aren't that pretty? They look fucking run ragged.
Oh, right, fair. Fair.
But Katie is not going out with the boy from the emo band night.
Because he doesn't know what Penny is, and too fucking right.
It's a low bar, isn't it? Penny.
I mean,
it's one of your basic pastas.
I mean, yeah. I think for, like, until recently, my kids just called that pasta. I think only now I've started to introduce the different terms. Like, they understand what a macaroni is and a pepperoni, spaghetti.
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of fusilli in my house.
Yeah, so but
I think
now
that's what
it's
my,
like,
kids would just call pasta, but they would say penne for penne.
Yeah, so now they're saying, like, so, you know, now I'm like, no, that's penne. There's different, like, things. It's the basic bitch bastard.
Yeah, it's, yeah. How people are raised, man.
It's ridiculous. Do you know the proper way to eat penne?
No, well, you've been
you slide it onto your fork.
Along the prongs?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's the proper way to eat penne. And then you can, when it's on your fork, you can scoop in sideways and get the sauce on the top. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. They've thought it through.
You learned something new here today, folks.
It's like a damn etiquette class here.
Oh, I mean, fucking A.
Right. So then they go on a cable car that they call a gondola.
It's a gondola when you just sit on it, isn't it? When you ski.
Like a ski thing. Is it called a gondola? I don't know shit about skiing.
Yeah. I thought that was a gondola and also the things you get in Venice. But
that's
like...
what I would call a gondola. And I would let them have that thing that we had in Mexico as a gondola for Miami.
Yes.
Because that was still a boat being pushed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But that wasn't a gondola. That's a cable car.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love James, like, scaring the shit out of Ali. I thought that was great.
You promised.
That would be
See, that's the type of shit that I can't. If you
really
do that sort of stuff to me, mean you're going to never speak again.
I fucking love a height.
No, I don't mind being up high.
Oh, I love
it. But if I specifically ask you not to fuck around and you fuck around, you're going to find out. It's going to be a thing. Like, we're not doing that. Like, so like, okay. Don't.
Understood. I won't with you.
Yeah, just... I'm like, if I don't tell you not to, you can do it. But if I like specifically say, please don't, that scares me. Like, just, yeah, I appreciate you if you would respect that and like keep it moving.
It's so funny though.
I'm here for it when it's other people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it was just the way you promised that finished me off. It was just, he don't give a fuck about your feelings, love. Like, he does not give a fuck.
Not when there's a camera there. Absolutely not. So then they've got the lads in one cable car, haven't they? And Brock and Tom are having their chat.
The smell in there.
Oh, yeah. Oof. I mean, again, it's not a big space to have a Brock in, is it?
I love the fact that he is now like a verb. No. A noun?
Yeah, but not a proper noun, like just a generic noun. But I think he does well in this conversation because Tom's all like, no, again, like nobody's being sorry enough to me. Like your intent was this. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
That's not the thing. And I sort of agree, I think. I'm like, does it matter what your intent was? If your intent is like it does in some cases, it definitely does. But the fact that you didn't mean to hurt Sheena, but you were still totally like up for fucking Raquel and like defending her when Raquel was like brought a restraining order against Sheena. It doesn't matter that you weren't intending to hurt Sheena. It did.
And my thing is, it's like, what did you expect to happen?
Yeah, it's a perfectly reasonable response to be hurt by someone having a restraining order against you.
Like, you had an affair.
Yeah.
Did
you can't have been like, well, the world's going to see we're in love and they're going to understand.
Right? Like, what?
He just got caught out. And yeah. And he's not contrite. And we keep saying this. He's not contrite enough. And then Brooke's like, but it's not like this. And you set... Because then it comes out with the whole, like, maybe Brock had an affair with Raquel. And he's saying that came from... Tom's PR team or whatever it was, and they get into a Barney about that, don't they? And while Brock is, you know, a fucking lump, he is a more tolerable person than Sandoval, even though I've fully basically forgiven Sandoval, because he gets all hot and bothered and he stomps and he shouts and blah blah, and then he walks off and then he turns right back around and he walks over and he says, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. And it's like that, you see, in 30 seconds, he had come around and said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. And you can't fucking do that.
Yeah.
Tom still can't say he's sorry. In genuine way of going, he's always like, I'm sorry if you're offended. It was really hard for me. Whereas Brock just said, I shouldn't have shouted. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's not conducive to making this a better situation, us going at it. Yeah. And you got to respect Brock for that.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he learned that in therapy after abandoning his children?
Maybe, yeah. Okay, well, I tried.
No, like I said, I'm here for them this episode. I am.
Yeah, and then Tom's line about like, no, I can see why you would think I was just like having a great time, and you saw me out there like playing my balls off as a rock star. I'm like, oh, no thanks.
I love the fact that all of these people didn't have any money. Like, do they not save? Like, what is happening? Okay, obviously you don't want to
Oh.
like dip into your main savings account, but like when your income stops, you're not going to be on TV forever. Like, what do you expect is going
What's
to
the
happen
plan?
to your income when this stops?
Oh,
Like, you
they
Tom still
haven't
has
dropped.
bars. Tom still has other things. So where would you mean you had to do it because you had to earn money? Like, what?
Well, yeah, so we didn't mention that, did we, at the start, that when that Sheena talks about how Tom like PayPal'd her like a ton of money in the pandemic.
He's that type of friend, though. He would do that.
That's nice. But
Like,
also if that's
Tom's.
his he's very generous with his parents' money.
He's very generous with his parents' money and he's a dog shit of a human. But I reckon, out of all of your friends ever, if you were to ever phone someone and you're in a pickle, Tom Sandoval's the one that's going to be there to help you,
Yeah.
which is scary.
And I think there's a thing of like having money makes money less of an issue, doesn't it? And he's like always had money available in his life.
Yeah.
But
True.
all of that I just thought was a bit. I mean, tons of people don't have savings, but yeah, they also don't have careers that are definitely going to be over in the next 10 years.
So you should know that you need to have like another income. You're like, what are
A
you doing?
plan. I'm
Like,
like, what's Brock's job?
he doesn't have one. He's a house husband, which
He's
is
never
fine.
had one.
Well, he tried to start his fitness app
Oh,
company. I
yeah, it
don't
was
know if
an
he still does
app.
that. But listen, I don't have any issue with her being the breadwinner in their
Yeah,
house and he
yeah.
stays at home and raises a kid. That doesn't bother me at all. But I just think maybe they need to say it rather than try to pretend like that's not the case. Like,
Yeah, I don't feel like they're living within their budget terribly well, are they?
no, but Sheena does have a sizable retirement account that she's excluded Brock from in the prenup.
Well, sensible.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, they own properties too. Like, they have houses. Like, they're not poor.
Oh, okay. Right,
They've
so.
all of them have mortgages for various different properties.
So then we start seeing Lala getting Sheena getting all upset about the Instagram of it and the page six of it and the Twitter of it all. And Lala's just like, well, don't fucking read that then.
They're in my mentions, but that means you're looking for them.
Don't look for them. Why are you looking for this? And she can't. And I know Sheena has OCD. Maybe she can't turn that off that easily, but I just think, well, just don't engage with the, like, I like the
Yeah.
black and whiteness of Lala in this, being like, just don't.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And then they're on the boat, and Brock's jumping off the boat, and he's gonna wrestle with Schwartz on the log. He is a fucking good time, man.
Oh. Drunk Brock is a vibe.
Excellent.
I enjoy drunk Brock. Oh.
Just love how, and this is not something I generally love, but like he's very manly, isn't he? Like, you know, he can jump off that boat and he's gonna be all right.
Yeah,
Whereas
yeah.
Schwartz, you're like, oh, like he when he went to swim out, he had to have a fucking life vest on. God almighty. You're in a film crew that's like 100 yards till the shore. You're gonna be okay. You're not gonna drown. If you're gonna drown, don't get in the water. And also just learn this when you're an adult.
Then is that when Lala and Sandoval have their argument?
Well, first we have the bar interviews and then there's the argument. So Katie and
Oh,
Ariana are
yeah.
interviewing people and they were like, I don't want people to think I'm like a bad boss bitch. And I'm like, why not?
Well, yeah. LVP didn't get where she is, but very nice.
And also you, and then they're like, oh, this woman is taking over. And I'm like, well, you don't seem to have a fucking question to your name. Like,
Well,
this is a
no.
job interview. What was going to happen?
Not everyone's going to wear a pickle tie. You can't keep asking about the pickle tie.
How is there not a plan? How have you not met up and discussed it? Like, come on.
You should have interview questions, for
Yeah,
sure.
and I appreciate they haven't interviewed people before, but they've been in job interviews.
Probably not. They probably
Maybe,
just
you think.
they're like they're all like
Mate,
what
I've
they
only
just
ever had
born.
two fucking job interviews and I know what happens.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, true. Yes,
If
I think I
when I
yeah.
interview people, I know I should ask them questions.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, and Sheena rings them, doesn't she? And she's like
Yeah.
basically fishing for information on if she was to be friends with Tom again, what would happen with her and Ariana? And Katie, I think Ariana would have felt some level of sympathy, but then Katie is in her ear going, no, don't fucking have it.
Oh, do
Light her
you?
ass on fire.
I think she doesn't. I think she just doesn't care, and Katie's pouring petrol on it.
Yeah.
Because I find it rich. Because she's all like, "Oh, I'm not giving anyone an ultimatum." Like, you entirely are.
What you've made it very clear.
That is an ultimatum. If you
Yeah.
speak to him, I will not speak to you. That is an ultimatum.
Yeah.
You haven't said this is an ultimatum.
It's like just saying we didn't have sex when you just put the tip in. Like, come on.
It's
Let's not.
more of a commitment than that. Yeah, and then yeah, but then because the when Lala speaks to Sheena about it, and bearing in mind this is after she's had this big blowout with Sandoval, she's like, Ariana doesn't validate your feelings in this, which she doesn't, and arguably she doesn't have to because it's not fair to ask the person who's been hurt to do that. But if you're going to like persist in this idea that you're like big best friends, your friends should take into account your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, very valid.
But it's a dick move to go and be like, can I talk to you about how I miss your ex-boyfriend? Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's
Yeah.
wrong in this scenario.
Let's see how that would pan out if that was like
Any human.
anyone else. Yeah. I also thoroughly enjoyed Sheena going, it's not really about me, but I'm so hurt. And I know it's not about me, but like I really wanted to do Dancing with the Stars. But like I had to be like super genuinely happy for Ariel.
I'm so happy for her. She's
Can we
come
talk about
a
how
long way from being my backing dancer.
these girls are so beautiful, like naturally beautiful, both of them, Sheena and Lala. Absolutely stunning women, both of them. Them without makeup and seeing them from like a side profile with their lips freaks me the fuck out.
They look like an amphibian.
It's not, why are you doing that? When you've got a full face of makeup on and you've got the like all the gloss and all the liners
Like
and all the rest of
contours
it,
and all the stuff, yeah.
it looks amazing. The lips look great. I'm not gonna lie, they really do look good. But like the whole, no, like that's why I worry about what Larsa looks like. What the
It's
fuck?
the same, like, I think the same with Sheena, like, it's like she's too thin. So when she's in, like, in a pose, she looks great. But when she's like relaxed, she's like a normal human being. I'm like, oh, you look old because
Yeah,
she's
it's
so
like
like
Lisa Barlow.
spindly.
She's Lisa Barlow.
Like,
Yeah.
oh, I'm not sure you can support yourself.
Yeah, it's not right. And we're saying this through love because we feel like they need to have more meat on their bones and do less filler because
Yeah. Flesh it
on their
out, calm it
own,
down.
they're incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. But anyway, that whole situation was
I mean, I
hilarious to
love
me.
the yoga, and Tom was like, Lala, you've got great eyebrows.
Yeah, she does, though.
I know, he knows. I was
Yeah.
like, you've really landed that compliment.
Yeah,
You're a
I would have
great
sucked his
mum.
dick
You've
for
got
that.
great eyebrows. Sold.
I would
Put
have
it on my
sucked his
fucking
dick for that.
CV.
1,000%. Yeah.
Okay, so the Lala Sandoval row. What? Tell me your thoughts about
I think she entirely overreacted, but I also think he entirely still doesn't understand what it was that the argument happened. Like, you could see in real time, his face was just like, I genuinely have no fucking idea why she's mad at me. And that just goes to prove that the narcissistic kind
Yeah.
of egotistical behavior, like he, and then how can he be mad at that? Like he genuinely doesn't know. It's like being mad at a baby when a baby does something stupid. Like it's just, it's
And a dog
hard.
shits on the floor. What can you do?
It's just, he does look like the sort of person that you have to roll up a newspaper and slap him on the nose and be like, no. Because he just doesn't get it. Like, I 1000% support what Lala was saying. Like, yeah. You can't sit there on your pedestal and judge me about doing certain types of shit when you were moving the same way. Like,
absolutely.
You can't do that.
And Lala has, like, I don't know, she's still very triggered by the whole mistressy thing, isn't she?
Yeah, she needs to let that go.
Yeah, because she was that.
Dick. She was sucking dick for Gucci slides and a Range Rover, okay? So let's just accept it. I love me some Lala. I would probably do the same thing. In fact, I'm pretty sure I already have, but I'm married, so does that count?
No, I think legally it's a different category.
Right? I don't have a Range Rover, so, you know. But, like...
Try harder.
All right, bitch. Watch. Next birthday. Let's see. But, like, I think she has every right to be as angry as she was, and I stood behind her for that. But I felt the way that she reacted to Tom's reaction, I thought it was for the camera. I thought it was overplayed. Like, I felt like her walking away and then coming back and then...
Yeah, it was a little bit much.
Everybody felt
the same, because everyone was like, oh, I didn't hear. I'm like, well, this is like a 25-foot boat, so I bet you fucking did. Like, people are shouting.
Someone sarong in the wind whipped Lala in the face as she was standing there. Like, it wasn't like it
not
was that
far. Far away. Yeah, no, completely. I agree. I think he was wrong to be still judging her for lying when he was lying. But yes, he lit a touch paper and she just burst into flames.
Yeah. But then, like I said, at the same time, I still look at him and go, he hasn't got a fucking clue what he's done.
Not Scooby.
He doesn't... Scooby-Doo, clue. There's your Cockney rhyming slang lesson for this week. There's two in a row. Yeah.
Pretty good. So consistent.
I wonder how much we say that we don't even realise we say, though.
Probably more you than me.
Well, yeah, because you're not anywhere near Cockney.
No.
To be fair, neither am I. I'm from West London, not East London, but...
That's a whole spin-off fucking podcast explaining what that is.
Yeah. We get off the boat. Brock's drunk.
He goes to bed, sleeps it off.
And then what else happens?
Then Lala and Sheena just have their kind of like heart to heart in the bed about how Ariana doesn't validate her feelings, and we see that Lala and Tom sort of bring it back a bit, don't they, at the end?
Yeah, they hug.
They hug in a way that he's sort of containing her. So we can see everyone's cracking. Everyone's resolve against Tom is cracking.
Yeah.
It's all worked perfectly. I've fully bought into the plan.
Yeah.
Why not?
I know. The flash forward, though, when he's sitting down, is he talking to Lisa?
Mm.
And he's wearing that white, like, cricket jumper. Holy shit. Now, I'm going to say something that's probably going to get me cancelled.
All right.
But in that moment, he has never looked more delicious. Never. Fucking gorgeous. Like, and that's what I think Ariana's actually really bitter about, because she still wants to sit on his face.
Yeah.
Because he is a good-looking man, and he's getting better with age. The first episode, first season of Vanderpump Rules, in fact, the first 9 seasons of Vanderpump Rules, you could never have paid me to say that Tom Sandoval was attractive.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely getting better with age. It's really unfair.
All men get better with age. What is
so
happening?
So unfair. So, Beverly Hills. We start, and it's Kyle and Sutton, and is the conversation of, is Kyle sharing enough? And she says she has shared loads. But that doesn't really answer the question of, she hasn't really shared about Mo, has she?
Yeah, but the way that she just laid out all of those, like,
huge,
I've done this,
life
I've done
moments,
that, and I'm like,
yeah.
Holy crap, this bitch has been on the TV for a long fucking time.
Yeah. I tried to get some Morgan Wade gossip off my country friend, but she was like, I've never heard of Carl Richards.
Oh. Well, fuck you, country friend.
What can you
I'm
do?
Joking, obviously. But I think it was like, yeah, it was a lot. The whole kind of thing focused on the back and forth between Kyle and Sutton in a roundabout way, because even when it was someone else's segment, it was still all roads led back to Kyle and Sutton, and
Yeah.
Sutton accusing Kyle of saying that she had an eating disorder or
Or a
a
drinking
problem with
problem.
food, and she had a drinking problem, and her she was reckless, and though she wasn't reckless, and she
Oh
didn't share
yeah,
enough,
no, you were reckless.
and like it just it was really interesting. Like I don't know where they are.
Yeah. I think it's that Kyle has gone, actually, in this group of people, where we're supposed to believe that her friendship was with Dorit. And actually, I think she's like, I can sort of take or leave Dorit. Whereas I think she's thinking, I don't think I want to not be friends with Sutton.
Why? Because she's got more money than me.
I don't know. I just think, I don't know. I think she values her more, like, in some way.
Maybe. But she was convinced that Sutton's whole purpose this season was to take her down.
Yeah, but that why does that hurt her so much?
Fair point.
So we get into the question of does Sutton have a drinking problem? And
Yes.
And Dorit's like, I don't know, I don't have any evidence. And I'm like, you know that you don't assume that everybody has a drinking problem.
Miss Carcass out. How many carcasses are left on your floor in the middle of the night? Fucking died. Great line that was.
Absolutely great line. But
Oh.
yeah, Denise, Dorit isn't so, she's not so fucking unaware that she doesn't know by saying, I can't prove that you don't have a drinking problem, is implying that someone has a drinking problem.
Yeah. I would be mortally offended if someone said that to me. Like,
If I said
everyone
to you,
would.
look, I can't prove that you haven't got a pills problem, you'd be like, what a strange thing to say.
Yeah, it was like when we were talking about being like gay in our friend group.
I wouldn't be upset if you
I
were
wouldn't
gay.
I wouldn't judge you.
Sorry.
It's like, wait, what the fuck?
Okay, I feel really relaxed now.
Let me just go lick some clit in front of you. Like, what the hell? Like, Jesus.
But yes, I'm like, or is Dorit just walking around genuinely assuming that everybody has a drinking problem?
Yeah.
Because who can tell?
I mean, when you're rich and your husband doesn't like give you the time of day and you've got nothing to do all day apart from shop, like, wouldn't you be drunk 90% of the day? I feel like I would. No, I don't think I'd drink would be my thing. I'd do other stuff. I would never be sober.
I often think that people are so shit at being rich. I'd be so great at being rich.
Yeah.
Like, if you
I'm a lazy cunt.
Look at footballers. Like, they are so bad at being rich.
Yeah.
You give them more money than they could, like, physically build a house with the notes out of. And
yeah.
all they want is a fucking sofa and FIFA and new trainers. I'm like, that is the end of what you can think to spend money on.
Yeah. I'd be so, I'm so lazy. And I like being in my house.
Oh, no, I'd be out of my house.
But I like travelling.
Yeah.
Sound like I'm a weird person
But
like
imagine
that.
Travelling a bit. No, no, it's not, because when you get to rich, you can travel and then not be other people.
Oh, good. Oh, so we were talking about this the other day. I wouldn't have a private plane unless it was like a 747 that had been like converted, because I don't do the small planes. I hate small planes.
Okay, fine.
The times I've flown in small planes, it has made me very uncomfortable. And I'm like, do you know what? When I'm this rich, I can have a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I am getting myself a Boeing 747, and I'm just going to convert that into a private plane.
Absolutely fine. I'm sure there's a person that already does that for people.
Yeah, 1,000. John Travolta has one in his driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
And he's fine.
I would travel the world. I'd never be at home. I don't think I'd, apart from the social aspect, I wouldn't even know if I'd send my kids to school. Because I'd just be
Yeah,
travelling
that's
all
the
the
thing,
time.
isn't it? Like,
Yeah.
you do have to send them to school, or else they turn out weird.
Like the royals.
Yeah, or maybe even work. Like, yeah.
Sheena.
Oh, God, she's going to homeschool that kid, you know?
Yeah, 1,000%.
And they don't
1,000%.
know a thing
Yeah.
between them.
No. God love them.
So then we start talking to Dorit about PK and their marriage and how nobody liked the pretty woman evening. And Andy's yawning again.
I mean,
he's saying something, isn't it? I don't think he's doing it deliberately. I just think his body is betraying him.
Yeah, maybe. It's just conveniently timed, isn't it? They should put the Dorit segments at the start.
When everyone's fresh?
Yeah. But we missed out a whole thing. It was all about the weed dinner when the Denise of it all comes up.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And Erica, and then they're like...
Why was she so upset with you, Erica? And she was like, I do not know.
I genuinely have no idea. Is that when she said, like, they asked her if she was, like, upset for... No, that's later when it's talking about Erica's time when it was like, they were like, are you, like, do you have any remorse for coming?
You feel bad. No.
She came for me. And she got the smoke.
I think it's fine. Whereas Dorit was all flustered, wasn't she, about, like, I just was trying, I'm, like, her jacket, I don't, like, shh, shh, shh.
Denise can't stand, Dorit can't stand in her truth. And that's what Garcelle was saying to her. The only time I agreed with what Garcelle had to say when it came to Dorit this episode was, like, why can't you just stand in it and say, yeah,
just say
I
it.
I did this, I'm sorry. Like,
or I did it and I'm not
to,
sorry.
Like,
just say less, isn't it? Like, she's got to explain and negotiate her way out of everything. So yeah. Because then we talk about how she took the money out for the Christmas bonuses and the robbery and the gunpoint. Okay. And Garcelle, though Garcelle doesn't stand in the truth then, because she's like, I did believe you were robbed, but there were some odd things. And I'm like, there are some odd things. I mean, they say it's rare for your burglar to leave your phone. And I'm like, that's technically an accurate statement, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
but that's
everything
because...
about that sentence is so wrong, and yet you can't technically argue with it.
Yeah, but there's a okay, so let's talk about the first thing you said, the money for the Christmas bonuses.
Yeah.
How many... So she had $10,000, right? How many people work for Dorit? Because I don't feel like that's enough. I feel like that's a skimpy bonus.
What, she's going to have a gardener?
Yeah.
A housekeeper?
She has more than one housekeeper. We've seen that.
A nanny?
Yeah. More than one nanny. She has one for each kid.
Okay, so we're up to like five people.
The homeschool people.
That's sort of the same. Is that not like a nanny governor
no,
situation?
No, they're different. One's an
but
educator,
I think,
one's
I don't
not.
Think they're going to get a Christmas bonus, those people.
Okay, fine. Driver.
Do they have a driver? Because he's always getting done for drinking. And
that was PK, not Dorit.
But she has a driver.
She has
and then
driver.
Presumably she's got a makeup artist and a stylist and stuff.
Yeah. So that's not enough money.
It's a grand. I'd take a grand.
For a Christmas bonus, working for Dorit and PK. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know. They're supposed to be Jewish. Christmas is not that big of a thing.
I'm so... You got so exasperated. It was like, fuck it, they're Jewish.
I don't believe she had 10 grand for Christmas bonuses, though. I agree. I don't think she had 10 grand at all.
No, I still
or
think
she had,
she 10, had
grand.
10 grand.
I don't think it got stolen. Like, it's...
Yeah. But anyway, so the Garcelle of it all, when she's accusing Dorit of, like, if it not being a real burglary or whatever it is, I truly believe, and I think we've said this before, that...
Dorit didn't know.
Dorit didn't know. But PK knew everything. Like, yeah, I said it.
Yep.
I'm
not
and
gonna
I stand
argue with
it.
You. Yeah.
Fuck
I love
it.
I love Sutton's youth lingo of, I heard it on the streets.
Buffet. What streets? Rodeo Drive. Bob, it was too much.
I loved Erica with her, like, love these mean streets of Beverly Hills.
Who's these streets you're running? tell me about these chips.
That was when there was another woman in the car.
Yes.
And then we have the weird conversation about trust. Like, is Dorit signing everything? Do they have a prenup? Kyle just signs the papers. Everybody just used to sign the papers, and Erica's like, it's okay to trust your part. And she's like, I can't get to the end of the sentence.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, please don't.
Abby's like, don't speak on this. Shut up.
You're a dickhead. Yeah, 1,000%. And apparently PK's sober now.
Yeah.
So after a stint of living separate lives, which they weren't, they were just living separately.
Living separately, not living separately.
Yeah. She was very... Words have weight.
Words have weight.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Fucking revelations.
Yes. But they're better than ever and everything is fine. And then it goes into...
See, and then it's better than ever. It was awful and now it's better than ever.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I go through rough patches.
What happened?
I go through rough patches in my marriage. I'm sure you do. I don't know if you do, but like, I'm sure everyone does.
Hmm.
But like, never once have I turned around and said that my marriage is now better than ever. No, it's not. No marriage is going to be as good as it was the first 6 months of you being married.
It just sounds like, who are you trying to convince, doesn't it?
Like, fuck.
And the way she said it, oh, it was just so, yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah.
And then both her and Kyle are supposedly so hurt that the other didn't share. Like, it's the same difference.
But then Kyle's upset that Dorit asked her about it on camera.
And then we get into the, but I was alone. But just because I said I was alone didn't mean I was alone.
Like, yeah, that obviously.
Is what alone means.
Like, that's not, Beverly Hills alone doesn't mean you're actually alone.
I was like, I think you mean the difference between lonely and alone. Do you? Because those are different. You could be lonely with other people there.
No, but that's not what she meant.
She meant that she was alone.
Yeah.
She was also with other people. She was alone in that she wasn't with the housewives.
Yeah, yes, that's it, exactly.
I was alone because there wasn't a camera.
Because it wasn't a camera there. That is exactly what it is. But then we get into the Erica of it.
Yes, and that,
and her performance and how she's doing and thing, and then
and Andy like really bats for Erica. I think the fact that he's like that Bet It All on Blonde has come out on the same day as the reunion, and I think when he like calls Sutton and he's like, you weren't saying a nice thing when you said about the $7,
yeah, that wasn't a was nice trying thing. To all act like, yeah,
so I was defending you, and Andy was like, no, you weren't.
But I also think that Erica and Andy probably have a different type of relationship to everyone else, because
he sees the graft,
and also as well, like, Erica doesn't see him as anything other than her boss.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the rest of the women, like Kyle, after 13 seasons, probably still thinks that Andy Cohen is a friend.
Yeah.
Whereas Erica's like, I know you're not my friend. You're my
Erica's
boss.
Erica's not titillated by having a gay friend.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, she's like, this is not, this gets me no social standing. It's not novel.
What are you doing? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then she says Denise asked for it, which she entirely did.
1,000%. Like, don't come for me unless I send for you, bitch.
Mm. But then it's the lawyer friend question, isn't it?
So we were all talking about this guy, weren't we? When the pictures came out.
Her personal lawyer friend.
It's her personal lawyer. But then when we saw...
As opposed to what, her business lawyer for hair extensions.
No, but when I watched Bet It All on Blonde, the second episode, or the second part, her lawyer was in the audience. It was a female.
It's not that man.
No, it was a female.
That's a different lawyer. That's her Eric Jane lawyer. It's a personal lawyer.
My bad.
You know, it's like a Lisa Barlow situation. You've got multiple lawyers.
Got it. My mistake. My mistake.
And she met with the victims, but she's done a classic, not going to talk about that.
No, she just won't talk about it. And Angie doesn't understand why she won't talk about it. But
I think he
it
does.
Sounds as though like her money's tied up in some account that's
yeah,
to do with
and I
them.
think she's been advised to like sit down with this group of people, hasn't she? Like, it's
Yeah.
she's not taking it on her own back. She doesn't do anything without counsel. And
Yeah,
then they talk about the
absolutely.
competency of Tom, and I don't know why Crystal is so annoying in this.
But that's Crystal's MO.
Yeah. Because I sort of don't disagree with, like, it is suspect, isn't it, that he is like he was suddenly had dementia and was suddenly not competent and blah blah blah. And I don't know what the things are for dementia, but also I don't really think Crystal knows. Like,
Well,
no,
her dad had dementia.
yeah, but so, but that doesn't mean she knows.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you not met Crystal?
She is nearly thought about being a doctor.
Nappy. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I just was like, why would you like it's so snide.
Yeah.
Like, your dad having dementia was being said, but like that's her husband. That was her husband for 20 years. Like, that would sting.
Yeah.
And Erica just calls her straight out. She's like, so do you think he's faking? Because equally she's like, because if he is faking, that's not Erica's problem, fault, is it?
She can't do anything about it
She's left
either.
him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we see Kathy
Spilling all the tea.
looking like a fucking skeleton,
Oh,
like a
that bitch has
boiled
no
skull
eyebrows.
or hairline or
Yeah, no.
anything. Like, that's like the inside of a head.
How is she gonna? How does she allow that? Do you know what, actually? I don't actually know what I was gonna say. How does she allow that to be on TV? But fuck it, because I respect it.
And no one who important will watch that. It's just us. But yeah, she's all like, oh yes, I think Kyle decided to leave Maurice 3 years ago.
You don't make that decision in a couple of weeks. I probably shouldn't have said
I
that.
shouldn't have said that. I was like, do you know what that is? That's a camera.
You knew exactly what you're doing. There's nothing
Yeah.
that Kathy doesn't know that she's not aware
Oh
of.
yeah, completely.
There's nothing Kathy doesn't know that she's not aware of. That's not what I meant
Yeah,
to say.
I know what you meant.
Yeah.
Not as thick as you drunk I am.
Yep. That's it.
Then they have a little, they talk about going to Magic Mike. There's a Sutton and Erica bit, isn't there?
Yes, I remember that. And they talk about the lift and if they could have
And
got the lift door to open.
yeah, and how she didn't know there was going to be cunnilingus. And she's like, I didn't like it. And Erica's like, but you do in real life. And we talk about how Sutton thought that when her ex moved to London, she was going to have to move to London.
Yeah.
Come now.
When you get over $300,000 a month in a
That is a lot of
paycheck,
reasons to move to London.
I would move. And that's why she was thinking maybe I'm gonna have to move too.
Yeah. And then Anne-Marie's all like, oh, I don't discuss money. This is so vulgar. Now, you've been fucking open and talking about people's medical conditions on television. Where I'm from, we don't talk about money. Chill the fuck out.
Bitch, you're from the suburbs in Canada. Let's not get it twisted.
Calm down.
Not that there's anything wrong with being from the suburbs of Canada. I
It's
just
not
meant
like
like you're not from Beverly Hills. Like it's not, you're not
she's
acting
not
like you're
fucking
fucking.
landed gentry, is she?
Yeah, you're
Like,
not the
come
queen. Fuck off. Oh, anything Anne-Marie does just annoys me.
so irritating, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, should we talk about Bennett All on Blonde?
Yeah, let's have a quick chat.
I did not find this relaxed viewing.
I really enjoyed all of it, and I don't understand why you didn't.
Well, mainly I think because it was sort of bracketing my work day.
Yeah.
So seeing people being badly prepared for a performance whilst also working in a theatre is a sort of, it was a bit close to the bone.
Yeah, whereas for me, I love that side of it. I love seeing the nitty-gritty. I enjoy watching them like really rehearse, them really get into it, like them really do something. And I get goosebumps when I see Erica Jayne perform. And it's because she is, I don't think any of the vocals are her. I think she's kidding herself.
It certainly
she
doesn't
thinks...
seem to make a difference if the microphone is near her face or not.
No, yeah, and just it doesn't sound anything like her voice. And I think if she truly believes that we think that that's what she sounds like, then bless her heart, because no one does. But I just think...
But it's still a very good time.
Watching her perform is fucking incredible.
It's great. I think you got a really good show.
She gives me like, okay, she's not Britney, she's not like Beyonce, she's not all of those like people, but like she could be a Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, it's super, it's like high end drag queen doing Madonna.
I'm thinking Christina Aguilera though.
Oops, you say potato, I say potato.
Okay, fine.
The thing that stressed me out was Mikey.
Which scene of him? All of them stressed me out.
All of them. I can't. It was particularly when he was getting upset at her at the end, when he was like, I don't know how to make you do better. And I was like, no, you cannot, as the director, fucking micromanage every little detail so that you are re-blocking to the fucking technical. Like, you're re-blocking at the dress rehearsal. And now, then you're going to, and because you're fucking God in this situation, everything you say goes. And then you're just going to fall it all down and put all of that pressure on her, the performer, and be like, I can't do it. It's like, no, you've got to be in charge, dickhead. You have to be in charge. Like, if I saw that in a director, I'd call a fucking ambulance if a director said, I don't know how to make you do it. It's like, that's the whole point. You're entirely paid because you're supposed to know.
Oh.
Like, because right. You only get to be a dickhead if the book stops with you and you take the responsibility of making it work. It's not fair to put that on the performer.
Okay. Interesting.
And that's why directors are assholes loads of the time, because there is a lot of pressure on them. But also, like, alternatively, it's meant to be fun and you have micromanaged it into the ground. You've taken all the life out of it.
Yeah, but she's also another one who's just too skinny. The costumes don't sit right.
All the she's wearing loads of things. She's wearing those like punky fish tops now, where all the wrists are covered because you can see all the fucking tendons.
Yeah,
when you saw those videos of her writhing around on the bed when she had a
how
body,
beautiful was she?
Fuck me,
that body was insane.
And now she looks like an old lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too thin.
I enjoyed watching her and her mum have that chat.
That was nice.
Because it gave me and my mum vibes. Like, as much as we hate each other, there isn't anyone I can have that deal with. No one. And her knowing what I'm going to say and her knowing when I actually need her to step up and be my mum. And sit there and have that conversation with me, and I enjoyed it because she's been very vocal and honest about her relationship.
Yeah, she has
with her
been
mother.
Very honest with the band,
and
but
I think giving her mum that was a big deal.
And I think very much that thing of after the chapter of her life where her marriage ended, it like she kind of went back to seeing who she was, all of those things.
Yeah.
In like a much more endearing way than like, say, Lisa Hochsteiner doing, isn't it?
Well, yes.
That was the other bit that stressed me out though, because I think as costume, you're often the first line of defense for the artist. So like when we were at the rehearsal and stuff didn't work, but also when everybody's sitting there going, this is fucking falling apart at the seams, I know I'm in the dressing room at that point going, it looks fucking brilliant. It's going to be amazing. I can feel it all coming together. You're going to be great.
Yeah.
And you are going to be great because I'm going to put this on you and this person's going to do your face and you're going to look like the character you need to be to do that, because you can't do that just through mental projection. The costume, the makeup is part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get you in your shoes and you're going to stand up and you're going to feel like that bitch.
Yes.
And I was like, where is the fucking costume? Like, where is she?
Who's giving her that pump up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so intimate a relationship. And I just felt like that person wasn't there. And they've skimped
on certain
things.
That's a really interesting take on it. Like, not, it's not a take, it's a fact.
Yeah,
But,
yeah.
like, I just mean, like, it's a really interesting side. Like, I never would have... It is true, because it's, like, even something as mundane as going out on a Saturday night. Like,
Yeah.
until you've put your face on, until you've done your hair, until you've put your outfit on, like, it's it doesn't land. It just hits different. And it's true. She needed, and it was, like, that whole... thing was like a fuck up after fuck up after fuck up,
As
and
it would
then
be, you know that you've performed, you know what technical rehearsals are like. They're a shit show.
they're a mess, absolute mess. And if
They
you're not
always
feeling it in
are.
the moment during rehearsal, doesn't mean you're not going to feel it on the night. Because, like you say, the moment she put on her wings, the moment she had her hair, the moment
Yeah.
she put the weave in, the moment she got dressed, that bitch delivered.
Yeah, it came through.
Every single time. And it was the same for me, even when I was doing my shows. Like, it could have been, like, the most horrendous rehearsal where I didn't remember anything. But you go, you hear the crowd, you go on the stage, you see the lights, it changes everything.
And that's the shitty thing about Mikey. I'm like, because you can think you're God as the director, but she's
Yeah.
the only person who can control that audience. So if you're not bigging her up, you're pushing her down. And
Yeah.
it's not fair on the rest of those people who have to follow her.
Who are being paid to be there and
Yeah.
are hoping that their careers aren't going to get ruined because they've decided to go on an Erica Jane tour.
And if you are not on stage, if you're backstage, if you're technical in any capacity, you have to be aware that you have two sets of customers. You have got the audience and you've got the performer, and you have
And the
to deliver for
artist,
both
yeah.
of those people. And it's just like, I thought he was such a dick. And I can see why, because it's really stressful. And I think having the cameras there all the time must be so stressful.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're not helping. You need someone to
And
have a
it's his
fucking word
reputation
with
too.
you. Yeah, but that's
Because
the
he's
whole point.
actually, he does this for a job. Like, it's not just he does this now and again for Erica Jane. Like, this is his job. He does this all the
But
time.
then he shouldn't be so stressed that he can't do his job.
No, but
Like,
I
this
think
is his
also
job.
it's because it is Erica Jane. Like, before
Yeah.
it was different. But now it's like the Erica Jane that people are betting against, not
Yeah.
betting on. And I think that was the whole thing. And also, maybe it's because she's so fucking skinny. He's worried that she's not going to be able to
She's
do
not
it.
going to be able to do it, maybe.
Like, he was looking at those videos and all the rest of it, that bitch had curves. She
Yeah.
looked good.
She looks amazing.
And now she's like this, like, fucking Lisa Rinna-esque type person. And I'm not
So
here for
skinny,
it.
yeah.
No. Again, another female who has gone too far on the opposite side of what
Yeah.
it is that they define as beauty. I'm sorry. Fuck right off.
And the idea that then you're going to wear a corset. It's like a corset is only sucking something in if there's anything there.
It's going to hurt. It's rubbing at this
It's
point.
not going to hurt because it's got a fucking zip in it. Jesus.
Oh, it's not a real corset. No, fair.
I don't let zips on stage.
But...
But
you
because
are
what
allowed
happened?
for formaldehyde, so I don't know if
But
I'm
what
taking your
happened? The
judgment
zip
very seriously.
broke, didn't it?
It did,
And
yeah.
then
All
when a
right, I'll
zip
give you
broke,
that.
it's fucked. You've got nothing else. Whereas if that's hook and bar or lace, you've got loads, loads of options. Anyway, other than my general backstage anxiety,
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing
I loved
her.
seeing it come off. I knew it would come off. I knew we'd go on the emotional arc, and yet still very much invested in it.
1,000%. If she came to London, I would go and see her. And I don't think
Yeah.
I would care about how much money the ticket costs.
Yes, I liked it. I liked the show. I'm not sure that I gained much in the other bits. Like the flashbacks and the...
It was interesting seeing her be more open with the shit with Tom.
Yeah.
And all the rest of it. That was more interesting, seeing the vulnerable side of her. Her expressing a softness that she hadn't done before. And I'm thinking that was this whole documentary and everything was part of her redemption arc. I don't think
Yeah.
that was an accident. I don't think that was a
Yeah.
natural thing to happen. I think that was fully orchestrated and produced. Fine. Don't care.
Yep.
I'm here for it. But I think we've always stand Erica. I will never not stand Erica, but it was hard to defend her in certain times. It was
Yeah,
hard
yeah.
to, understand where she was coming from. But then I'm just a little old woman from fucking Essex. Like, I'm not here living in this big multi-billion pound legal world that's in America. Yeah. So who was I to judge? But I think her putting out this 2-hour special, thinking that's going to change the public's opinion on her.
Yeah, no.
Might be a little bit...
I think if we were going to do that, we need to see more of the dog.
Oh, that dog's gone.
I know, but that is her most human, isn't it? Her interaction with the dog is the most human we see her.
Oh, God, but why would you keep him alive, though? He clearly wasn't okay.
People do, they don't know. They just think, I'll just get this thing. People try and get their ducks in order, don't they? Like, I'll do this and tick this off this, and then we'll deal with that. Not in an unkind way, but that I think people often...
Yeah, my mum didn't do that with our dog.
I think a lot of people keep a dog alive until a point, and I think they then know that they shouldn't have.
Yeah, when... Yeah, no. I don't know. Like, if I owned a gun, I'd shoot it. Like, I'm not that type of person.
I think it's awful. It's so cruel, especially because dogs are so... like willing to please us. They'll like mask
they
so much
do
pain.
Whatever they need to do. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
But then we do the same thing with old people.
Oh no, I'm not.
Sick people.
Not old people
I just
in
think,
my life.
Yeah, I think it's we're cruel.
I'm out. Like, I'm tapping out.
Wise.
Yeah.
I thought she genuinely looked rattled when that woman turned up at her house. And I thought
the
she
legal
seems,
person,
and she seemed so naive. I'd have been like, "Have you got some ID?"
Yeah,
I mean, she didn't say anything to her, and she just said, "I'll take your number, didn't like your card." But I just thought, it could be anybody.
Yeah, it did seem a bit peculiar that like she'd turn up at your house at that late at night.
Yeah, it just all seemed.
Yeah, that probably was also a stage. That probably wasn't someone or. It was clearly a crank or something like that, but she's not sharing that part.
I thought
you feel bad for her.
I thought maybe this is like a tabloid trying to get a scoop.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Because it's not hard to find her house.
No, I'm sure not.
No.
So yeah, but yeah, I liked seeing it. I'm glad it came off. It did look like a good show in the end.
I enjoy the fact that Erica Jane came in as Erica Jane.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we've got the actresses and the models. We've got the Denise Richards. We've got the Lisa Rinnas. We've got the Kyles. We've got the Garcelles. We've got, like, the Cynthia Baileys. We've got the Evas. We've got the Drusidor. Even, like, she's not really much, but she was still a thing. Drusidoras. We've got the Candies. And they were all, like... They were people before they joined Housewives. And I like the fact that Erica Jane wasn't a Candy. She wasn't a Cynthia Bailey. She wasn't a Yolanda Hadid. She wasn't any of these massive kind of names in the world. She was just Erica Jane, who was like charting on iTunes and had this massive fucking glam squad that bigged her up, and she performed and she did this and she honed her craft. I really like that she's come in as that and she's leaving as that.
She's really like seized the opportunity of what it could give her.
And she worked hard before. Like, she has a raw natural talent. No one can take that away from her.
No. And she's prepared to put in the hard hours.
She works fucking hard.
Like, in all those times where she looked shit and she looked tired, you never heard. She never said so.
She never complained, not one time.
So, yeah, I think that you've got to give her that.
There's something in that that for me was like, and that's what it was watching that. And it just felt like...
She is a survivor, isn't she?
Someone
and she knows that.
Yeah, like all the fucking bad bitches in my life that I have seen graft and I have seen sweat and I've seen cry, and it hasn't even given them the same level of outcome, but they've done it. And I felt like that's what Erica did. Like, Erica went back to what she knows how to do. She went back to hustling.
Yeah.
And you got to respect it. And that's...
You have. And my final thought on it is, for those backing dancers, they are going to dine out on the stories of this residency for the rest of their career.
That's it. Good for them.
Because they wouldn't be able to write down the things that have happened on that tour. Once that started going well, that'll have been illegal. It's been 19 different ways of illegal every night.
Yeah. Oh. Well. It's a tour that benefits everybody.
Absolutely.
Except for us in London, because we don't get it.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Anyway, right. That's us done for this evening.
That's us, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes. And we said earlier, but we're going to say again, leave us a review, write us a comment, give us all the stars. Yeah.
All the stars.
Rosie just said like star signs in the air.
Right, that's it. Night.
Good night.